I just got a quote back on a radio that I was interested in getting. It's a Kenwood that has B25 DMR, and it also has the NXDN and standard FM, and so it does everything for the most part. And at a $1,000 for it. I don't think that's a bad price at all for a handheld that does all of those things.
How much do they want for it?
$1,000.
And it's a Kenwood? Wow, it's a nice radio. Does a lot of things. You see, that is a specific radio. Like, if I spent time in this area right here, I would get something like that. But I travel too much, and most of the places, like, I'm up there in Rocky Boy, Montana. I'm in, you know, like I told you, I'm in York Beach, Maine. I'm in New York. I'm in, you know, Denver, Colorado. This is where my family is, you know. And sometimes I drive out to Arizona. And there's not a lot of use for that particular radio. So I get more use on HF when I'm doing long distance driving than I do on this. Even though I can program to see which repeaters are around me when I get bored, and I jump on them. You know, like if I'm heading south, I'll look for a repeater that's 50 miles, 40 miles south of where I am, and I'll plug them all in. And as I drive, you know, I got that repeater for 40, 50 miles. Then when I hit the area, I got another 30, 40 miles past that repeater. And that's how I work it all. There's this thing called the Blue Cat. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Blue Cat. Blue Cat works on Bluetooth. And the Blue Cat will, so if you have your phone and you have repeater book open, you just touch whatever frequency and it programs that frequency right into your radio, just in one touch, using Blue Cat. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
For what radio?
You buy it radio specific, so you'll buy Blue Cat for Yaesu, for this, for that. In my case, I would buy a Blue Cat for the ICOM radio. And you set it up with the ICOM radio, and then you take your phone, whatever phone you have, and just run, you just turn on what is it called again? Gosh, what's the name of it again? I forgot. Not QRZ. Repeater book. And you just touch it, whatever frequency it is. So let's say you have a repeater that's 10 miles away from you. You just touch it, and it goes right into your radio. It programs everything. PL, offset, everything.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Now, with what I'm doing, it's, you know, you have to go in with the CPS, and you got to put everything in manually, and then submit it, and wait to write to it, and then it resets the radio. So I don't even know if Motorola allows anything like that on their equipment. And this equipment is old. Like, we're talking about the early 2000s is when this radio came out. So if it's not 20 years old, it's close to 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I have those HT1000s. I have the MTX2000s. I got a whole bunch of them in Pennsylvania in a bag. My daughter doesn't know what they are. Hopefully she doesn't throw them out.
This whole setup on P25 with these radios, it's almost identical to the way the Nextel phones worked as far as how the menus look on the phones, the sounds that they make, the chirping, the low battery, cricket sound, all of that. It's during that time period when Motorola was making the phones for Nexus.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like something I may like. I like that. See, I like that kind of stuff. When I was in New York, I had a lot of Motorola stuff, and I enjoyed it because, you know, you're in Manhattan. You can hear all these repeaters from Jersey, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, you know. Everything is right there. And 440 was really penetrating, and that was really nice to have the penetration that 440 gave us. I had a repeater up in the Rock Building in Brooklyn, the tallest building in Brooklyn. And I had that there for a couple of years. And then I was part of the N2ROW machine, which we both put up years ago. And that was a lot of fun, too. Then it got, you know, you get crazies out, and it stopped getting fun. And then, you know, at that time, the wife was like, what are you spending your money in that for? These people are nuts. They don't even appreciate it. And then I jumped out of it.
You know what's kind of odd right now? I think that there's more people that are interested in doing GMRS because they don't have to do any type of training for it. They just get the ID and then they jump on it. And there's, at least when I was in South Florida, there was a lot of traffic on that more so than it was on regular ham stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Around here, I hear guys on ham talking about, you know, I'm going to get my GMRS, blah, blah, blah. And I hear that a lot around here. I do. You're right. You are 100% right. And I heard that quite a bit out here. And you just buy, I think you have to pay for blah, 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 whatever it is, and that's it. And you're good to go. And I think that's the way to do it. I'm at this Longhorn place. I'm going to get something to eat because I'm on that intermittent fasting thing, and the last time I ate was about 1 o'clock, so I only have a 6-hour window. So if you can, if you have a chance, get on my, send me a little email there, and I'll send you my phone number and everything, and we can, you know, we can connect, and probably we could have a lunch or something one day, if you're interested. And I like-minded people, you know, and you sound like you're an aware, very aware, and you don't see that every day. You really don't. And at least you have your doors open, you know, instead of walking through life with the, you know, those shutters that horses have.
My wokeness came from trauma, for the most part, but it was hard lessons I had to learn, but it definitely opened me up to really what I should have been a part of my entire life. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. I'll send you an email. It'll be my call sign at yahoo.com. And I also want to put a couple of websites in there because there's some, you said you're from New York. So I know you need to check out the Phone Trips website, which you probably don't even know exists. But it's got a lot of stuff doing with phone calls and stuff from New York in the 70s and 80s. It'll be a trip down memory lane for you. There's some other stuff I'll share with you about the hams over or the Ham Shack hotline and everything else I'll put in the email too.
Let me tell you something. Back in New York in the 80s, I would say 1986, 87, right around there, 86, 87, we had these phone numbers that you would call. And there would be like 50 people there. And you could enter, let's say, the Wolf Room or this room or that room by just pressing buttons. And you can. And when you go in that room, there'll be like 14 people there or 6 people in this other room, the poker room or whatever. And you start talking to these people. And it was fantastic. I met some people there. And I met some really interesting people there. I don't whatever happened to that because I, you know, I got it. I was like, you know, life went on. You know, I'm working my ass off. But that was back when, you know, I had my son and this and this and that. You know, family stuff. And so that was like the beginning of really connecting. You know, really linking up with people. And it was almost like a telephone CB type thing. It was weird. But, okay, send me that information, and I'll take a look at it. I'll send you my phone number and everything, and one day we'll get together and, you know, we'll hang out for lunch or go somewhere or whatever. And I don't know if you do any HF stuff, but if so, you know, we can do that too. If not, you know, I don't know if I didn't look at your call sign to see where you're at there. I'm a general, so I just got one more step to do. And I procrastinated so long just to become a general, so, you know. It is what it is. I'm just trying to step out of who I was into more of who I am.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm just a technician. I don't know that I'm going to go any further with it because it's already an expensive hobby. I'm not sure what else I want to do, but I really just got it to play around with these radios. But what you were talking about in New York, that was a conference line that was, usually it was kind of like a test number or something, but everybody could dial it and they would go into a conference and they could scream at each other and say, hey, call me on this number or blah, blah, blah. There's actually recordings of that on these tapes that you can listen to. So I know it'll bring back a lot of memories for you.
Okay, do so. I'm dying to check that out. Today, you know, let me tell you how crazy I am. I was going to go down there and actually sleep in my car after, because the class is from 9 to 7. I get out, go to a gym, you know, one of these 24-hour gyms, and sleep in my car and go to the class the next day. Sleep in my car, go to the gym to take a shower or whatever, and wind up in class and have one meal a day, because that's what I did. I did one meal a day. Today is my first two-meal day. But that's what I was going to do, but I said the hell with it, because if you think it's hot here, it's super hot over there. So what I did was I got a cheap hotel room, but I don't know what I'm going to do up in Jacksonville. I'm going to have to really look real hard for a cheap hotel room, and I'm going to have to work real hard so I have money to pay for it. After all this money I'm spending, but, It's just good. You know, I'm just doing it. We'll talk more. This is N2OWE, and it's been a freaking pleasure, that's for sure. Travis, it's been a pleasure. W4TII, one great pleasure. N2OWE, bidding you a wonderful evening. Send me that email, and we'll get back together again.
This was a pleasure also meeting you, George. Nothing is on coincidence, I'm sure. I lived my whole life that way. And I look forward to sending an email and keeping in touch with you. And I hope you have safe travels and good luck on everything you got going for you with the certification.
Yep, I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can say, Travis. I'm doing the best I can. And the best I can is going to be good enough. Once you put your 100% in and you're into that mode of change, that's very important, change. You know, get up every day and just try to break that mold from the day before. I want to live in the now. I'm tired of looking back. I'm tired of depression and stress and all that other stuff. You got to be real careful of the vampires. N2OWE. Okay, let me go play with my whatever I'm going to eat, which I don't know. I'm not really super hungry, but I'm going to have something decent to eat. I'll talk to you later. Take care. Have a good one. N2OWE. You'll catch me a lot on that holiday machine, 443-450. 443-450. The N14CE machine. You'll catch me there. Talk to you later.
Got it. All right, W4TI on the side.